Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about three learnings that Cy and I have had working with tons of clients on the organic side of content. So organic content, as you all know, is content that doesn't get paid spend behind it. You post it onto a platform like TikTok or Instagram, and you hope that naturally people just click on the video or they find it on their For You page or Explore page and just end up watching it. So you're not spending any money whatsoever apart from producing the content. And as soon as you post it, hopefully, once again, like I said, people come to that content and check it out. So that's essentially what organic content is. And many top brands have crushed it with organic content. They've been able to create some really, really good content that stands out in the landscape and gets these brands tons of views and tons of downloads if they're an app. So I'm going to be breaking down three strategies if you're an app or a brand looking to scale with organic content. So let's get right into it. Number one is try to think about series content. So when I say series content, I mean something that you can produce more than once. You see, many times when we create organic content, we try to do one super viral video. Maybe we spend hours thinking about the perfect video to make, and sometimes that video ends up going viral, or sometimes, in most cases, it doesn't. But the problem is that you can't use that virality to build more content, and you can't really figure out what learnings that content has taught you when you don't think about it in terms of a series. So really what a series is a combination of videos that add on to each other. So for example, if I did the best water bottle you can buy on Amazon, that can be a series because I can do the best water bottle for the heat. And then I can do another video that says the best water bottle for playing sport, or I can do the best water bottle that keeps your water the coldest. And all of these are different videos that are spun off of the initial series, which is the best water bottle series. So that's really what a series is. And if that doesn't make sense, I'll give you guys one more example. So let's say we do the richest people in America as a series. And then one video is the richest person in California. And then the next video is the richest person in Seattle or Washington, probably a better example. And then the next one would be the richest person in New York. So on and so forth. You're just making content that has this theme of the richest person, but it's distinct videos. And so that's really what a series is. And so what I would like for you guys to do is identify a couple of series type videos that you can make around your brand. So in the water bottle example, if you have a water bottle, then something you could do is the best water bottle for every sport. So maybe the best water bottle for basketball, the best water bottle for pickleball, etc. Or maybe the other example I gave you. And let's say you have a toilet paper company, you can do the thickest toilet papers ranked from 1 to 10. And then the first one is the absolute thinnest toilet paper. And then you make a video around that. And then the next one is the next thinnest toilet paper, so on and so forth. So really, I'm just giving some funky ideas here, but you guys can do anything you want when it comes to creating a series. And really, when you take a look at the most successful brands or even most successful influencers, a lot of their content is series-like because they like to build off of it. This helps them gain and maintain momentum. And also people know what they're getting. And the most important part when it comes to organic content is you want people to know what they're getting and what they're coming for. Because if I don't know what to expect when I'm checking out an organic piece of content, like let's say I come to a profile and I see a super viral video I love, but then I look at the other videos on the profile and they're all just super random and they have nothing to do with the viral video, chances I'm going to follow are very slim to none. And the chances that I'm going to check out the brand are also very slim to none because I only trust the brand for that one video and I don't really trust the brand in general because none of the other videos make sense. So what you should rather do is create videos that relate to one another so that when people come to a video and they like it, then they'll see your page and they'll see all these other videos that are very similar. And now they're very much intrigued and they're actually going to check out your brand, especially when it relates to your product or your app. So that's the first tip, is create series content. All right, number two, and this is probably more of a mistake, which is brands like to push for promotions with their organic content. So I see a lot of brands that are only promoting their content. So every video I see is check out this product or check out this app. This is what we do. Here's how it works. And then the videos flop and they wonder why they flop. And the reason is because you're not giving value. So really the core principle number two is give value to people. And if you're not, then you're making a mistake because value doesn't necessarily just come from promotion. If in fact, I would say promoting your product is probably the least value you can give somebody. Instead, what you should do is either give them some sort of education, entertainment, give them facts, really anything where people are kind of intrigued and enjoy watching the content for the content and not so much for what you're selling. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a few brands who've been able to crack this and were able to promote what they were selling while telling a story or while just weaving it into a better play, but it's very hard to do that initially. And so what I would focus on in the beginning is thinking about how you can give value. And then bonus points from there if you can figure out how to give value while promoting your product, which is obviously a little bit harder. So try to keep it simple, give as much value as possible, slowly weave in content that promotes your product, or figure out a way to give value while showing off your product. Don't just show off your product. It's a huge mistake that a lot of people make. So principle number two is give value. And finally, number three is organic content is not ads. So what I'm trying to say here is that a lot of people expect organic content to always work. Every brand thinks that they can crack it. Every brand thinks that they can spend $1,000 total for their organic content, get like a really cheap creator, put together something really fast, and then be able to crack the organic algorithm, get millions of views, and then hundreds of thousands of app downloads. But that's kind of not the case. In most cases, it's just not going to happen that way. It's not the same as ads where you can spend money and figure out what's working, iterate, learn, change things around, test different variables, get better, have lower cost per installs, have better click-through rates. Like, it's not that formulaic when it comes to organic content. So every marketer and every organic content person has a different way of approaching content. And if you're looking to systemize that and trying to create a system around making organic viral content every single time, you can surely put together variables and learnings that'll help you with that, but it's not as easy as tracking as ads. So what I'm really trying to say is that if you're looking to get conversions, if you're looking to try to get some sort of ROI and you want to measure everything really, really well, I would heavily lean towards the ad side more than I would organic. But if you don't have the budget and if you're super scrappy and you're also okay with it being a long-term game, then organic might be better. So really think about that. Try to almost instill it where you understand that organic content is not going to be a one-week thing. It's not going to be a one-month thing. Sure, there are brands who have gone viral super fast. There's also people who have gone viral super fast. But on the flip side, there's also people and brands who took years to go viral and they finally made it. So really understand that in most cases, it's going to take a really long time because what you're doing is establishing your brand and your credibility online. And that's not a day-to-day thing. That's something that brands take a lot of time to do. I mean, if you take a look at the past when people used to do newspapers and all sorts of different ways to promote their brand, those sort of things took just months to even get out, like to put something onto a newspaper, get it printed. Now for social media, we're able to put out content within seconds. So don't imagine it to be you'll go viral overnight. Try to set the expectation that it'll take some time. And sure, you may go viral overnight if you have all the right things. But again, just having the expectation this is going to take time and that organic content is not the exact same as ads is going to be really helpful just as a from like a mindset perspective. So that's the third key, which is organic is not the same as ads. Make sure that you play the long game with organic. You can be scrappy, but just know that there's no exact testing and formula for it. There are different things that you can come up with, which we have come up with. But again, it's going to be very different for each brand and each app out there. So that's my final thoughts. Three different learnings from organic content. Number one, build series content. Number two, give value to your viewers. And number three, understand that this is a long-term game. So that's all I got for you guys, and we will see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate and review us on Spotify. It would mean a lot for us. Thanks for listening.